Bonjour and welcome to another edition of African Rush right here on Comfort 95.1 FM. So after 12 days of intense action in the AFCON 2023 group stages, some rest deservedly. Well, we can tell you that a record 89 goals were scored in 36 games at an average of 2.47 goals per game. 13 of those goals have been scored after the 90th minute mark. And going into the round of 16, we have 16 games to go. Now, for context, 102 goals were scored at the entire AFCON 2021 and 2019 respectively. Goals galore. So that means, as I said in previous episodes, this edition is sure to surpass all of that. Still talking starts, four teams considered just ones in the AFCON 2023 group stages. And those teams are Mali, Morocco, Senegal, and of course, Nigeria. Thou shall not pass. Well, did you know that no AFCON defending champion has qualified for the quarterfinals of the next edition since Egypt in 2010? Well, Algeria were out in the group stage of 2021. They were 2019 champions. Cameroon, who were 2017 champions, left in the round of 16 in 2019. Cote d'Ivoire, who were 2015 champions, left in the group stage of 2017. Nigeria, who were champions in 2013, didn't even qualify. Zambia, champions in 2012, left in the group stage of 2013. And Egypt, after winning in 2010, did not qualify for the 2012 edition. Some very crazy statistics. Well, up next, defending champion Senegal face hosts Cote d'Ivoire. Will they qualify for the quarterfinals? We have our fingers crossed. More stats now. Equatorial Guinea have converted all their big chances, that's about 7, and they are the only team yet to miss a big chance. Emilio Unsue, who is a right back for his club but plays as a center forward for the Nzela Nacional, is the highest goal scorer at the AFCON. Crazy. Nigeria, on the other hand, have had the most big chances, 13, and have missed the most big chances, 11. They have got the best striker in Africa and arguably in world football. What a rush indeed.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Hey, yo, Nigeria. Hey, you got your shield, boss.
Nigeria.
Oba, can you make one of your
own? What time you know Nigeria? We should come on soon.
Sabi, sabi. Leg over, leg over, leg over.
All right, time now to enter into the camp of the Super Eagles. And the biggest talking point is the video call the sports minister, Senator John Eno, made to the Super Eagles yesterday. It contains a lot, so we're going to just leave you to sit back and listen to this one. Well, he started by saying that he met with the president of Nigeria, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, and he had a lot to say about the team. It's over now to the sports minister and what he has for the Super Eagles. And of course, in that conversation, the captain of the Super Eagles, Ahmed Musa, had his own response. Enjoy.
One of the things, the main reason that made me think that I should have this call with you is the chance meeting I had with Mr. President yesterday. I went to the dealer for something else, and the president cornered me and said, we managed to qualify, John. I said, you know, Your Excellency, that's how we're going to keep going until we win the tournament. And he said, you know, tell our players that I wasn't too impressed in their last match, but I know that now that they are off the group stages, I know they are going to impress me more and more. That's what the president told me. And what did I pick out of this? What it means that the president is actually watching your matches. You know, would you believe this? The president is actually watching the matches that you are playing. And the president is urging you and also showing an understanding of the game, that he knows that there was a lot of cautiousness at the group stages, and that he knows that from the round of 16, that you are going to be more and more impressive. And so the president is watching our matches and watching you play. You know, it's... I remember that in 2022 in Cameroon, remember that at the qualifying series, in group stages, you know, Egypt as a country barely struggled to qualify. But that same Egypt went ahead to go and play the finals. I mean, I remember in the match against Egypt, we won them with, you know, with the superlative goal that was scored by Iheanacho. I'm sure I'm correct, isn't it?
Yeah,
we won that match. Egypt went ahead to play the finals of that same tournament. I also need to communicate to you the mood back home in the country. Every Nigerian is rooting for you. Every Nigerian is believing that you are going to do it again, like the slogan of NFF. You know, so, I mean, there is little more I can say beyond what your technical people and the coach is saying to you. All I can say is that, please listen to the coach. I've had calls to tell people that there is nobody that wants to win this tournament as much as the Nigerian coach, Coach Pesero. There's no one. No one wants to win it more than him. You know, so I'd like to urge you to listen to everything that he says to you. You know, I like to, you know, advise that don't lose focus. You know, like we say in English, let your eyes remain on the ball. You know, at a moment like this, maybe what I should further suggest is that don't forget about the social media. You know, maybe you just need to, for this moment, don't even look at your WhatsApp messages anymore, so that you don't lose concentration. You are going to find a lot of comments by Nigerians that are too eager to have you continue to win. You know, so just don't get distracted. Remain focused. You guys use this tournament and make additional names for yourselves. I mean, you imagine what it can be like that you win, you know, our fourth Cup of Nations and go down in the history of our sporting history as those young men that gave our country the remarkable achievement of winning AFCON for the fourth time. And of course, you know that this will be an unforgettable moment. You know, so, I mean, let me urge you and let me continue to encourage you. I mean, our next match is against Cameroon, and I think that let's use this every match to improve ourselves more and more and more. I mean, it's the country cannot wait to have you win for it. I'm particularly excited that our president, who though hasn't come to Abidjan himself, stays back in the villa and watches you play. That is a measure of how much interest he has in football and in what you are doing. And like I told you guys in Lagos, let us win for this man. Let us win for our country. I mean, it's and you can do it. I've watched videos, you know, that were, you know, sent to me from the visit of Segun Odegbami, the visit of JJ Okocha. I mean, and I share in the sentiments that they express for this team. Somebody like Segun Odegbami from day one has always believed in this team, has always believed that this team will do it and can do it. So even for the likes of those kind of people that have kept giving you support from day one, let's go to battle in the remaining matches and do what we haven't done before. I mean, these are the thoughts I thought I should share with you. I mean, let me thank all of you for the discipline and for the sacrifice. Let me urge all of you to look up to February 11th. February 11th is when the finals is going to be played. Look forward to that February 11th as the team that will be in that stadium playing that finals and bringing back home the cup. These are the last words I'd like to, you know, talk to you. And thank you, Mr. Captain. I can see you standing up. Talk to me.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you loud and clear.
We have a message that we're going to send to you, to the president, sir.
Okay.
We don't want him to watch the game in the TV anymore. We want him over here to come and cheer us together. So this is our own message.
The president will come. I can assure you the president will come. The president has told me when he wants to come. And my prayer is that gradually we are going to get to the point in which the president can come. He will come.
And finally, we really appreciate your word of encouragement to the team.
Thank you.
So you guys just take care. Yeah, thank you, thank you. I'm cheering you guys. I'm cheering you guys. I'm cheering you guys to victory.
Wow, that definitely was a lot, and I hope that that's enough to inspire the Super Eagles going into Saturday's game against Canada. Cameroon. Meanwhile, Cameroon captain Vincent Aboubakar will be available to face Nigeria on Saturday. He was seen arriving in Abidjan with the rest of the team as they get set to play at the Félix Houphouët-Boigny Stadium in the last 16 clash. So much has been said about this encounter and the big rivalry between the Super Eagles and the Indomitable Lions. Elsewhere, Imam Ashour suffered a head injury in training and was treated by Egypt's medical staff before being sent to hospital. Tests confirmed that he had suffered a concussion. He is now stable and will remain under medical observation for the next 24 hours. Egypt, of course, are tuning up for their big game against DR Congo in a round of 16 on January 28 at the Laurent Pokou Stadium. Meanwhile, Mohamed Salah has returned to England and he is currently rehabilitating his injury at Liverpool's training ground. The Liverpool forward is in a race against time to be fit for the latter stages of the AFCON, provided Egypt make it that far. Pictures have surfaced already of Salah in the training ground of Liverpool. In other news, the head of refereeing at the Confederation of African Football, Desire Norman Diaz-Due, has cited the exclusion of Nigerian referees from the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations roster, stating that they were not selected because they are not deemed the best. Wow. Is that surprising to you, Niger people? I'm not sure about that, but we definitely are hoping that one day our Nigerian referees can make it on the continental and global stage. Now, let's talk about coaches. Yesterday, we already told you that five coaching casualties have already been witnessed at this AFCON. But what are some of them doing to replace those coaches? The big story that broke yesterday is that the Ivorian Football Federation has contacted French Football Federation in hopes of loaning Javier Renard for the rest of the AFCON. Contact has already been made pending approval for Renard to replace Gazet, who was sacked earlier this week. And it looks like it might be a possibility before the game between the Elephants and the Teranga Lions coming up on the 29th of January. And that's precisely on Tuesday. Wow, what a big one that will be. Renard is one of the most respected coaches in Africa and precisely in Côte d'Ivoire, where he guided them to their AFCON win in 2015. That was shortly after he guided Zambia to their first and only ever trophy in 2012. So what do you think about that one? Let me know. Hit me up on my social media handles at I Am Mighty George and let's get your comments about that one. And finally, the Ghana Football Association has put together a five-member committee to present the next Black Stars coach in 3 weeks. The criteria for the next coach is that he must be a proven winner of national and club football, good with young talent, over 15 years coaching experience, a disciplinarian and a tactician. They don't want Chris Hughes. No disrespect to the former Premier League coach, but now they are looking for someone who has won something. Well, they had that in Adam Grant, by the way, who was a proven coach with Chelsea. But Chris Hughes looked to be a step lower. All right, it's all about fingers crossed now and what's going to happen in the next 24 hours before we witness the kickoff of the round of 16 of the Africa Cup of Nations. Well, Cote d'Ivoire, by the way, are still in celebratory mood after their backdoor qualification for the Africa Cup of Nations round of 16. The celebration arrived and, well, rightly so, for a country that was already ravaged with anger following their 4-0 battering by Equatorial Guinea. Imagine if they get to meet sometime in the future of this tournament. Well, we'll give you those predictions probably later as we keep counting down to the continuation of action. Today is the final rest day before hostilities resume at the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. We're here, we've managed to rest a bit, but the walk must go on as I urge you to keep your dial locked right here on Comfort 95.1 FM to get all the big stories coming out of Cote d'Ivoire. This is Amadi George saying au revoir and thanks for staying tuned. I catch you when I catch you. What a rush. Comfort 95.1 FM.